Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
So I'll just build a little bit, just build the last phase of this series. All right, so I really always want to emphasize the difference between immaturity and maturity in the faith. Every time I have the opportunity, even though I know I've spoken about this a lot of times, especially as it regards giftings and fullness. And fullness here, the substitute in scripture is love. Are we together? The Bible says if you walk in love, that you have fulfilled the law. Are we together? So love, walking in love, proves to God and of course to man that you are a mature believer. Beyond praying in the spirit, beyond fasting, you know, beyond faith that can move all mountains, beyond anything, the Bible says when you walk in love, that's when it is proven that you are a mature believer. Are we together? And a lot of times when we say this, it doesn't really mean so much to people because there's a lot of energy when it comes to a lot of dimension of the display of God's power until it comes to love. When we're praying in tongues, we shout very well. When we're prophesying, it's loud. When the sick are healed, it's very loud. But when it comes to love, it's very, very cold and quiet. Are we together? So it doesn't seem so much like God is within that than He is within somewhere that looks quite noisy. Remember, and I'm not saying this side is wrong and this side is right. I'm actually saying God wants us to graduate. You know, is it necessarily even graduate? Maybe I can say graduate because of what I'm about to say now. Graduate, you know, beyond seeing giftings as the hallmark of spiritual maturity to walking in love. Because it is possible to walk in giftings and miss out God. Are we together? It is possible to walk in what? Giftings and miss out God. You know, what Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians 13, if I pray of in tongues of men and of angels and I know not love, I am nothing. I use the word know here because in the root word, the original meaning also means to know. But the word in KJV is have. Alright? It's that if I pray in tongues of men and of angels and I know and I have no love, the Bible said I'm what? I'm nothing. I remember the Bible tells us for God is, talk to me church, God is, that simply means that if you don't walk in love, you don't have God. If you have everything and don't have love, you don't have God. Are we together? Yes, that's the uniqueness of the new creation. A lot of things that are happening in the New Testament were happening in the Old Testament except love. That is why when Jesus was interfaced by his disciples to call down fire to kill the people who didn't believe in him, he said, don't you know the manner of spirit that you have? Who were the people that suggested that the people should die for not believing in Jesus? The disciples. But Jesus said, no, that's wrong. Are we together? And who molded that life for them? The prophets of old. They saw Elijah called on fire. In fact, they referenced Elijah. Called on fire like Elijah did. And he said, no, you have a different manner of spirit. I think that's where some of these new creation teachers of the world get it a little bit wrong, because somehow they stretch it to the end. And you know, I've heard somebody who say Elijah does not know what he's doing. It has not reached that point. Are we together? That's not enough reason to say that kind of statement. If Elijah had the opportunity we have, he would even do better. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? They were not opportune to have Jesus manifest in their generation. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Jesus came after they already left. Hallelujah to Jesus. And that is why the Bible says, Paul speaking to us, the apostle, he said, we must rightly divide the word of truth. We can't be mixing Old Testament with what? New Testament. Alright? We can't be trying to leave, you know, misunderstanding the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. You're trying to leave Old and New Covenant together. No. If you understand a covenant, there should be certain privileges tied to the understanding of that covenant that you should explore. Are we together? So if you are trying to leave New and Old Testament in New Testament or in this era, you will suffer. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you people understanding me tonight? Very important. Like I was telling somebody one day, I said, you are the reason why you are suffering because, you know, the person did a particular sin and cried to my house and said, sir, I am finished. I said, how are you finished? He said, sir, the worst have happened. You know? I said, how did the worst happen? I don't know if I told you that story here. And so that you learned something. Funny enough, the lady was going to invite this brother to church. And there was something wrong because that invitation was having a comma. She liked the brother. So she had special interests for the brother, but she was using church to show that interest. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So she was always inviting him to church, and I don't know what kind of invitation should make you go to a brother's house to go and bring him to church as a lady. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When you are inviting somebody, don't go to the house if he's a guy to go and say, oh yeah, come, let's be going. I'm waiting for you in the parlor, go and bath. It's not Jesus you are standing for. Is yourself. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You have your own agenda. Don't even go to the door and knock. When you meet the person on the street, that's enough. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you people understanding me? Remind the person with an SMS and a call. If you say, if you must come to my house before I come to church, tell him Jesus loves you. Thank you. We meet in heaven. Or meet Satan in hell. God did not give you that responsibility. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So one year, one of our boys said, a lady said, if you want me to come to that your church, come to my house. Look at the condition. He was inviting a lady to church. She said, if I will come to that church, you must come to my house. You are a fine boy. Come to my house. And he said, okay. He said, I have one lady in your area who is in our church. I want to invite her to you. He said, no, it's you that must win my soul. Come and bring me. Then he started laughing and he blocked her number. That's righteous. That's a righteous act. Tell somebody block the number. It's very righteous. Lose that soul. Make sure you lose the soul very fast, because that soul will make you lose God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Well, in a generation, logically, that wisdom, yeah, should be profitable to direct you. I remember many years ago in BSU, a lady was selling stuff. She went to North Bank to deliver, and they raped her. I think they said she killed herself or something. I can't remember. So terrible. Whatever you are selling should not carry you to a man's doorstep. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Huh? Not even the gospel. See, if you really want me to change, come to my house. Say, brother, I want you to change. You have the Holy Ghost at your beckon. You just call on him, he will come. Are we together? So let me end that story. She was trying to invite this brother to church, and she was visiting him every time. And one day, the worst happened. He was preparing for church, and the Lord gave him understanding. So when it happened, he came to my house crying. He said, sir, he knelt down, lay his head on the ground, started rolling on the ground. I said, I called his name. What's wrong with you? He said, the worst has happened. Early in the morning, rolling on the ground, I was studying the Bible on our small plastic table. He was just rolling, and said that the worst has happened, that he has lost his destiny, he has lost his everything, that he can never amount to anything again. I said, how will you not amount to anything? Is it not you I'm looking at like this? Why will you not amount to anything? Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you. So when I now asked him, he told me the story. I said, so it's a very bad experience that you've got, and you should learn from this and repent now. But who told you that you can never amount to anything again? And now whatever I'm doing with you right now as regards teaching you the word should not ever minister to you, that I'm encouraging you to go and continue in your sin. You know, some people think when you show them mercy, because they probably want pastor to shout. I judged a case one time, and when the person entered, I started smiling. So the person was shaking. I said, sit down. And we spoke. And I said, there is nothing I can ever do to you. I can't flog you. I can't beat you. You came here with your two legs. I did not force you to come to this church. I don't have rights to do anything to you. But have you learned something? He said, yes. I said, you truly have learned something. That simply means if you listen to us, you would have not committed this sin. But you did not listen. You thought you knew it all. But see, what has happened to you? I said, go and sin no more. The person was so shocked. He wanted rigorous punishment. He thought we'll give him some wicked punishment. Are you together? Maybe suspend him from the church or something. But no. He doesn't go back. Maybe the HOD can watch the person closely, but nothing more than that. I just said, go back and make sure you should have learned from this experience. We are not foolish people when we give some kind of instructions. We are not trying to usurp authority. When the pastor say, guys don't visit ladies, ladies don't visit guys, say that pastor, he too do. Pastor heart is not pure. To the pure, all things are pure. If I visit my sister in the faith, they will not say a lady now. If I visit my sister in the faith, what will happen? But because pastor had no pure, and why they give us that kind of instruction? Me that God called, he did not call you, it's me he called. My heart is not pure. You see, that's proof that you would not be me, I should be your pastor. You know, those days, I remember when my spiritual father gives us instruction. Some of them are very funny. See, somebody rub your head, you have gone. A lady, you were able to look at that lady and hug her for 5 minutes? Young man, you have almost lost the call in check. Sometimes we will laugh, we feel like these things are just... But when we sat down and really looked at the thing, do you know, Pastor Head lost my daughter, he's not here, he's feeling quite so strong. When I had a daughter he lost due to too much arrangement. How many of you have those people that arrange things too much in the house? Do I have anybody here that has those kind of people? And when they arrange the things, they scatter your arrangements, your settings. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain. It's not like what you did was okay, but there's a way you set some things in the house. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know where you kept that book and that cloth and you wanted it to be there even though it didn't look so nice. Then they came and arranged and you are not seeing anything. You have no clue about your house again. Now that you enter, where is this thing? You can't see it. Where is that? You can't see it. Then you start thinking, I saw something like that around here. I took some to the waste bin. What did you take to the waste bin? My school fees receipt should be there. Hallelujah to Jesus. This man carried my jotters because he saw them full in one place. He carried one that the back was black and the cutting was almost green. He didn't know that thing had Asian landmark. He now went and said he kept it somewhere. Have he threw away the thing? Have he burned it? I don't know. I made him to look for that thing for 1 week. He could not find it. Because in that jotter, I had the words God spoke to me and I had the words my spiritual father told me. So the way I hid that jotter, you would think it doesn't make sense. It's not a good jotter. But the jotter has not torn. They use shoe gum to arrange the back with some kind of material. You think it's a very useless book, but it's the most strongest book in that house. One of the laws inside, I would have showed you today. He said, no lady should ever visit you in your house. Till you get married, don't allow a lady to come and visit you in your house alone. I wrote it down. What God told me then, what God told me through my spiritual father. I wrote them down. Some of you have heard people say that maybe one or two ladies would have told you who are old in church. It didn't matter to me. Knock, knock, knock. Who is at the door? Call the name. And who? Only me, sir. Why? Sir, I want to ask a question. Alright, so you go to biology department park. First seat, sit there. This talk now is inside or outside room. Nobody will see my face. When you sit there, wait for me there. Sir, you mean I should go, but you are talking. Yes, let it be on record that you came to the house. Whoever is seeing you now, we know that I did not come out. So go back there, wait for me, I'll come there, I'll counsel you in Jesus' name. If you don't go there and wait for me, you have a personal agenda. If you go there and wait for me, you love Jesus. Then we can talk. It looked like I had pride. In fact, funny enough, this good thing was making some people talk down me. They say I had pride. Who is he that people cannot visit him in his house? He's claiming a strong man. At least I have a strong record. I say anything anybody can tell me in this world, in this town, any way they can castigate me, they can't castigate me in one area. By God's special grace. Are we together? If you are someone, somebody is giving you evidence of what your pastor did as regards sexual immorality, will you come to this church again? Huh? You will not come. It's the truth. People will think it's pride, but wisdom is profitable to what? Direct. The Bible says God will give you a wisdom and a mouth that your enemies cannot gain a say. I was teaching one young man recently. I said, I don't know how to condone things that are evil. If I'm your pastor, when you do evil thing, I used to tell you sharp, sharp. I don't used to hide it. I can be walking, I just hold a girl's waist in church. I'll say, hey, why are you holding? I don't used to call you and say, come, brother. I'll ask you in the girl's front. Why they hold the girl's waist? You want to live a wasted life? I don't used to say, come. I will ask you there. Why you hold your waist? Why you allow them? Una one waist? There are several people who are falling victim, one or two persons. After all, they are dating, they are in love. We know they will marry. We know. Then when they are going home, they now hold their hands like this. They know me. We know ourselves. Then I'm driving. Because they are in love. In fact, some of them, we don't even know that they will marry. That's just the truth. Because sometimes, you know, when you go to the family's place and they accept you that you'll marry. What if the father rejects you? I say don't be doing the relationship with your mind till you really enter the father. When the father say I accept, because you can be very in love like this, you just go to say, I don't like your face, get out from this house. It has finished. You have not heard it before. They hold your hands, you just back up. Say, why are you holding your hands? Say, sir, they remove their hands. Why una they hold una hand? Like you are entering a wedding ceremony. Out of all the things people are talking against me, they should add this one to it now. Not just me, God's kingdom. How will it? Wow, you are painting a. This is Sheraton. People are holding their hands like that. You, man, you are holding your hands from church like that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You don't understand me? When they come back from that back, their hands are like this and on their waist. You too from church, the same thing. Those days when we were growing up, there's always space for Jesus. I don't know what is happening in this generation. Sister Vero is there. Brother Mark is here. Even if they are in love, they give space for the Holy Ghost. Hello, Sister Vero. Hello. Yeah, I was satisfied. Then the Holy Ghost is speaking. He's curtailing the atmosphere so that you don't see rubbish. But now some Christians, they want to engage a lady. They will even kiss the lady. They will kiss. Will you be my wife? How? They have not declared you husband and wife. You have kissed. Some of them will kiss before they remember. You know why? They've been kissing. You know, many years ago, I was in the office. I've said this story once or twice. Somebody came to my office and he just arranged one or two things and he was going out. I said, come. He now came back. I said, something is shining on your lips. He said, sir. I said, something is shining on your lips. He said, sir, I don't understand. I said, oh boy, you have kissed somebody. said, no, it can't happen, sir. I said, it has happened. He said, it can't happen, sir. I said, okay. You can go. He now went out. He now came back. Sir, I'm so sorry, sir. I said, for what? Sister, I can't lie to you, sir. I said, what happened? Sister, I didn't know when it happened. I said, what did you not know that happened? You know, when you grow up, you have grown in the prophetic, the way God used to talk to you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If he talk another time, you will know that somebody is lying. Many years ago, there's this young man, he looked so much anointed. You know, you can have anointed look, like when Samuel wanted to miss it and anoint somebody that looked anointed. That's why all these ladies that are falling for guys that look anointed, I used to pity some of you. Judas looked like Jesus, but he was a betrayer. Do you get what I just said? Somebody can look anointed and is still in darkness. And when I saw him after the meeting many years ago, the Lord spoke to me. He was struggling with loss. Strongly. Very strongly. And I went to him. I said, hello, brother. I was the one that ministered, but I didn't want to talk to him in the service because that was embarrassing. And he was a man of God. So I called him to the side. I said, thus says the Lord, you are struggling with loss. He said, young man, don't say that. Do you know who you are talking to? I said, sorry, sir. Do you know, I almost doubted myself. I said, maybe I didn't know what I was saying. While I was going, because I was ashamed of myself, I started walking fast to the house. He then came and touched me. I said, for that, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. Maybe I missed it. He said, you did not miss it. The Holy Spirit told me to come and apologize and tell you to help me. I'm struggling. I said, you are actually struggling. He said, yes, I'm struggling. I said, you don't look like, oh, you are struggling. Then we went further and went further. Many years ago, I think I shared this story one time. There's this young man in BSU years ago. I'm saying this to make sure my teaching enter very well. They call him, his nickname that time, most of you were not in the generation of BSU people that time. All of you, Seth, not most of you. Prayer Bazooka. He prays so well. You know, what we define prayer as in my generation is the gymnastic of prayer. Are we together? So when you see somebody doing a lot of gymnastic, which I really don't mind, if you are truly praying and the gymnastic follow, it's not a problem. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But make sure you are truly what? Praying. Not just showcasing that you can pray. Hallelujah to Jesus. Like when somebody told me that he was angry because they said he looks like somebody that does not pray. I said, how can somebody be angry because they say you look like somebody that don't pray? Is there prayer look? What is prayer look? How can you be angry because they say you are not praying? If you're actually praying, you should not be angry. They don't prove they pray by the look of prayer. It's by the results of prayer. If rice has truly gone through machine, why is the back still there? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Do you people understand what I'm trying to explain? And so this guy, I had a vision, an open vision, in the middle of the night. And I saw him liking my post on Facebook in the vision. I saw his name and everything. He was just liking my post. And then I saw him complaining to me in the vision that he was suffering strongly from the spirit of lust. In fact, this is how he told me in the vision. I speak before God. He said, when I look at ladies, there's an S-ray that happens. That's what he said. And he's able to look at anything in his mind. So when I woke up and I prayed, I just entered my Facebook to check some posts I had made previously. I used to write what he call, what was the title of that writing? I think it's Now Word, I used to call it, right? I think it's a Now Word, devotional, every morning. And I saw that he liked my post on Facebook. So I said, this is the person I saw liking my post in the vision. Because a strange person, you know, if it's your familiar friends, you will not even have a problem checking. But it's a strange person. And those days, likes are not plenty. Do you understand? You know, these days I don't check my likes. But those days I used to check. I used to thank God for the likes. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You had 5 likes and 1 stranger. I like, God, you added 1 like to our likes. We give you all the praise. And when I saw everything, I messaged him. I said, I had a vision about you, and I want us to see this is what is happening. He started rejoicing. He said, yes, sir, that's what I'm struggling about with. I mean, and the reason why he was excited was because he thought I was in Lagos, because he saw Lagos on my profile. He didn't know that I was a student of Benue State University in computer science, very close to his own department in medicine. So I said, no, I'm not in Lagos. Fear not. I'm very close to you. I want to see you today. And when he came, he had such a posture. He carried a big Bible and was walking, you know, like somebody who has touched the last heavens. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Are you here? And when he saw me in a technical block, he was so disappointed. That time they've not even arranged technical block. Technical block was very, very tattered. Then me, I was just in one, like a decimal point, palm, just in one point of the technical block. You know what I mean by decimal point, right? I was just looking small, seated somewhere. If imagine the kind of flesh I would have had like 7 years ago if I have this kind of flesh right now. Just exclamation mark that they did not use blunt pencil, they use that one that they sharpened the mouth very well. That's how I was in the class. So when he came looking so powerful, he said, hello, I'm looking for one Simon. Are you the person? With so much disappointment and his disappointment, we joined our disappointment together. I said, I'm the one. He said, you're the one that is Simon Thomas. He asked again. I said, yes, please come and sit. He said, okay. The face said, okay. Okay. Then he sat down. I said, so, how are you doing? He said, I'm fine. Please, I don't have time. If you can be fast. I said, oh, well, I see the evidence now that this guy does not appreciate what he's saying. So I said, well, what I saw is what I'm talking to you about. He said, okay, I've heard you. Don't worry. These are just small things I can give it. It's just for a season. It will end. In fact, the Lord told me to quit medicine and focus on him. I said, sir, because of lust, you want to quit. He said, yeah, I have to quit and focus on the Lord. I said, the Lord told me to teach you for 2 months. Don't go anywhere. Sit under me. I said, I cannot sit. I'm a minister. He called the church. You know, I don't want to call the church. He said, I'm a minister there. I cannot sit under you, sir. I said, they don't used to force people to sit under people. I'm just telling you what the Lord said. And you grow out of this loss, and God will use you mightily. And leaving medicine is going to be the greatest mistake of your life. He said, the Lord told me to leave medicine and serve him. When I now insisted, he now said, I'm going to come back again. All I'll do is to, there's something they do, which I can't remember the name. More like you miss a year or something, a year or two. Defer, right? Then you now come back. I said, don't do it. Loss does not reach for somebody to stop going to school. If you just understand the word of God, that's all. But he couldn't believe the fact, listen carefully, that he had spread this much. Huh? Hey, talk to me, church. I know where I'm going to. There are some of you who your pride will not want to allow me talk tonight. These Pentecostal people that like shaking their body in thinking that's what prayer means. Right here, the Holy Ghost wants to really humble you. Listen to me very carefully. A lot of people are like that. I got tired many years ago and I sought the Lord to teach me about himself. I had a few enemies. I think I have more followers today than enemies by God's special grace. When the Lord opened my eyes about him. Because I was tired about myself. I don't understand what kind of Christianity is this. You are one minute okay with God. Another minute you are thinking of the flesh. You are thinking of the devil. You wish you can go and dine with the devil. Another minute you are emotional about God. What kind of rubbish is that? I would have rather been in the world. I told God in my prayer, while I was crying with my keyboard and singing, I want to know you. So when the Lord revealed himself to me, I will be the most foolish person, like Paul said in Galatians 1, to, because of what men would think, leave what I have touched in God. John said, what we have seen, what our hands have handled, the word of truth. He said, we give unto you. If it's something I was just assuming, I would have just allowed his life. But this thing I know is a reality. It's the truth. Are we together? This very evident. And so I told him, I said, you are walking. I told him this. I said, you are walking in pride. You need to sit down and learn. And he said, I will think about it. And he left. I never heard from him again. And I forgot about him because I've done my own part. One day, one of these young people who knew me somehow and was appreciating what God was doing through my life was best friends with him. I did not know. So the man told me he wants to bring somebody so that we'll pray together, three of us. That I need to pray with that guy. I'll see something. And I said, okay, they should come to my house. Let's pray. We were looking for all those kind of people who can come. Let's pray together and build ourselves up. And guess who they brought to my house that day? They brought prayer bazooka. Immediately entered and saw me on the table. He just did his head like this. Because I know what is in this bazooka. I know what this bazooka is filled up with. It is so much, my goodness. I now stood up and went straight to him. Hey, how are you? He said, man of God, his name is the prayer bazooka. I said, prayer bazooka. He looked at me after Moisa. He said, how are you? Why are you not? Be free, my man. Come and sit down. We've got to pray this night. He said, there's something that has to happen in church this evening. He cannot really make up with the prayer. When he said everything, I was just smiling. I said, oh, anytime you are free, come. Let's bazooka this compound. I want us to pray together. That was the last time he ever came to my place. I didn't tell his friend. I'm not supposed to tell his friend that. And after a few years, he left BSU. He left BSU. When he left BSU, he came back. They did not allow him. What is happening right now, if I tell you, it will be like I'm trying to mock him. It's so shameful. What is happening right now? It's more like the league of false prophets. Are we together? Because he's into ministry. But very wrongly. The wrong side of it. Why? Because of pride. The Bible says when you see pride, a fall is very close. The proof that you are about to fall is a spirit of pride. It comes before a fall. Such that God came to a people and they rejected him. He said, I came to my own. And my own what? Received me not. He came to his own people. He was so passionate to save the world. He said, let me start, at least let me be of good benefit to the place where I was given birth from. They refused to hear Jesus. He tried his best. He said, how have I longed to gather you, Jerusalem, Jerusalem? They refused. The Bible said Jesus had to cry. That was the first time he cried. He wept. It was so painful. He couldn't offer the help that he can offer to these people because of their pride. Yet they were church people. Are you here this wonderful evening? They were church people. They were going for services. They were doing all the routines of the religious activities in church. Yet they rejected God himself. And more times you hear Jesus calling them hypocrites. Hypocrites. Because he knew their heart. Even though they wore white and white, they were hypocrites. The things they were judging people against, they were doing it. Are you listening to me? White and white may cover your flesh, it doesn't cover your heart. And what God sees is your heart, not what you put on your flesh. Are we together this evening? Very important. And so Jesus had the greatest problem on the earth with the religious people. Who whatever they started was as a result and effect of him. They started him as regards Jesus. They started all this, their religion, sorry, as regards to Jesus. And God himself came. They are rejecting God because of the religion. Are you listening to me this wonderful evening? Because of the same religion. In fact, at the point where everybody was scared, even logical human beings, normal human beings, were scared to pass any verdict on Jesus. They were scared to talk. The Pharisees shouted even louder, crucify him. The religious folks, his blood be upon us and our children. That's why the Bible said the most wicked people and the people in the greatest level of darkness are not those in the world. He said if the light in you, if what you call truth is what? Darkness. He said your own darkness is very great. Meaning the people in a greater darkness are not the ones in the world. They are the ones who claim they are in the church with a wrong perspective about God. You barely can help such a people. The ones who have never encountered God, it is better. You can take God to him and they will accept God. They will accept God. But the ones who have a wrong perspective of God, they will keep on arguing with you. Are you listening to me? And that's why it is very difficult to win human beings who have never encountered God than the ones who have encountered God the wrong way. When you try to convince them about God, they will laugh in confidence and pride. You don't know what you are talking about. You hardly can convince them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Not even Jesus could help such a people. He couldn't help them. He interfaced them. He stood on the ground of truth. Yet he could not help them. Rather, Jesus left them. He left them because they kept on dishonoring Jesus. Whenever he wants to talk, their pride will not allow them. The next thing is, they will reference him as a carpenter's son and as Mary's son. Is he not the son of Mary, the son of the carpenter? Even to say Joseph, now it was a problem. Now carpenter. That carpenter's king is the one telling us this rubbish. That he that has seen him, have seen the one that has sent him. Who sent him? Is it Joseph that sent him? We even heard that Mary had the child out of wedlock. Then she now even says the Holy Spirit. They talk down Jesus. And in fact, where he came from was a problem. It's more like coming from what part of Makoni is the worst place to grow? Give me an instance. Whatever you have in your heart. I don't want to find trouble with anybody watching me online. So whatever you think that is the worst place. They asked, they said, can anything good come out from, mention that place in your heart now. Can anything good? Something good came out. The thing did not only say, the thing is so confident. He said, he that has seen me has seen the one that sent me. They took off stones. They say anything he wants to say, listen carefully. They will now begin to reference people who had been their fathers in their religious, you know, their faith. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Religiosity. Which is not supposed to be a problem. But they don't know, they are not rightly dividing the word of truth. Now that's where I think this generation is missing it too. Jesus had to correct them somewhere. They said, are you greater than our father Moses? He said to them, Moses said this doctrine to you, not because it is supposed to be like that. He said it because of the conditions of your heart. You were too stubborn. The hardness of your heart. You people were stubborn. So Moses allowed you people. That means sometimes doctrines are conditional. That happen in time past. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? And here is Jesus pointing that fact. That now that the word of God is very plain. Like 2 Corinthians 3 will say. He said the word is too plain. It is very plain. It is very obvious. Plain. Are we together? Now that the word of God is very plain, we don't need canon laws. We don't need canon, man-made laws. Because if you check the root, the ancient backings, alright, for canon laws belief, it is to the end that these human beings who created them warned the people, some sort of, they don't probably understand, you know, this side of what God wants for people. So they are suggesting that it should be like that so that the people would, you know, somehow be moderate. Alright, you know, and some sort of God is pleased by them because of their actions, some sort of actions. So they probably created these things. Alright, now the intention was not evil. But since it's not from the basis of God's word, Satan can use it as a weapon. I don't know if whatever. Do you get what I'm trying to say? The intention behind that the creation of that law is not evil, is it from a good standpoint? But Satan can use it for his glory. Because the Bible speaking, God said, I don't want a church with what? Spots. No what? And many people, I told you, they leave it at the level of sin. And we understand, looking at it deeper, you can actually agree at the tail end that it is sin. Because where wrong doctrine becomes the foundation, sin becomes the aftermath. Are we together? Yeah, because the Bible said their worship is vain because it is their life are built upon the doctrines of men, isn't it? Matthew 13:9. Let's see it together. 15:9. And in vain they worship me. Meaning whatever they can say, Lord, I love you, and still live against God. They can just, you know, whatever they say to the Lord, they still live against it. So why is that happening? Why is their worship vain? Is it because they take as doctrines the what? the teachings of men. So when you are standing on the teachings of men, the ideologies of men, the Bible says you are standing on sinking sand. Luke 6. You are standing on what? Sinking sand. So when the flood of life, the difficulties of life hit you vehemently, you must sink to the ground. Not because you are not willing to want to serve God. The intention is there. The willingness is there, but the capacity is not there. Why? Because you are standing where? On sinking sand. That's where Paul was standing from before, while he was a Pharisee. And he said this words. He said, the things I don't like, I would find myself doing them. You see that? You hate the sin, but you are still doing the sin. Then he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this? Then he said, but I thank God for the cross of Jesus. Somehow at the end of his writing in Romans 7, he said, because right now, on the strength of what Jesus has done, my heart does what my spirit desires. Then in verse 1, which is a continuation of Romans 7, verse 1 of Romans 8, he said, there is what? Now, therefore, no condemnation to them who are in. Because this set of people don't walk after the, but they walk after the word. Beautiful. Then he said, for the law of the spirit of life has made me what? Free. Say, I'm free.
Free.
Say, I'm free. Now say it boldly. Say, I am free. Has made me free from the law of what? Sin and death. Then he says, what the law could not achieve, in that it was weak on the strength of the flesh, is that Christ has achieved it. The law could not achieve stopping people from sin. No wonder Paul told us, speaking to his son Timothy, he said the law was never given to solve the sin's problem. The law was given to show the sinner how sinful he was. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It was never given. It came to show the sinner how sinful he was, not to solve the sin's problem. That's why Paul said in Romans 7, around 9:10, he said, the law is good, but its effect as a system is bad. Why is it bad? Instead of just knowing your sin, using the law, and living the law, fulfilling its purpose, what is the purpose of law? Showing you your sin. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? And just leaving it. You are now being initiated. The idea is initiated by Satan now. Satan is now making sure that you are taking the law as a way to escape from sin. You keep the law in your front. I say, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not. But your nature wants to do what you are saying you should not do. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's more like saying a goat should not eat grass. How can these things be? Because we have the nature of sin. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Jesus had not come that time, so the nature of sin was still intact in man. So how can I stop something that that is a function of my very nature? That is why the best of the anointed men still ended up in sin in the Old Testament. The best of the most anointed men in the Old Testament ended up in sin. David, Solomon, think about them. They ended up in sin. You know, one time I was reading a part of the scripture for somebody, and I was so sure David did those things. The Bible said his son slept on the same bed he slept with several women. In other words, David too, after the first thing he did that God forgave him, he did worse. This one now, before was one woman. At the tail of his life, David had women he was sleeping with at the top of his building. I hope you get what I'm trying to say? So even though they did all of those, their service or sacrifice, I hope you get what I'm trying to say? Which was supposed to just point to the coming of Christ, not to solve sin's problem. They still were subjected to sin because the very nature of sin was working in them. And that's why we never heard the word it was finished while they were practicing all of those their shadowic practices. The Bible calls them shadow practices, pointing to the real object, which is Christ. We never heard it was finished. But when Jesus died on the cross, before he died, what did he say? It is finished. Tetelestai in Greek. It means when you are done paying somebody's money, he said, the deal is done. Are we together? Now, Jesus was done with everything sin. He paid the debt. We can never walk in sin anymore, any longer. He said, now sin shall not have dominion. Romans 6 and 14. He said, sin shall not have dominion over you because you are not under the law. You are under what? Grace. Meaning under the law, sin was having dominion. Are you all listening to me? So if that school of thought that says we are no longer under the law but under grace to the end that whatever we do in the flesh does not matter, Satan sat down and carved it. Take these words. Go and write it that I said it. Satan carved those words. Paul calls those doctrines of devils. Are you listening to me? Doctrines of what? Devils. You who probably like that doctrine and are watching me online know that that doctrine is from Satan. You only accepted it because you want to sin. The Bible says, in the last days, some people will rise up with itchy ears, looking for somebody to say what they want to hear. There are some people waiting for pastor to tell them smoking is wrong. It's not wrong, sorry. They'll be very happy. Ah, 2 bars, no bad. Dear Jesus. And I stop my Igbo. Please give me back the Igbo. Wrap some for me. They are waiting for a pastor to tell them that. You know, lately some pastors, I've heard one pastor saying, drinking is not a sin. Alright? And Jesus even changed water to shekbe, aka. Do you understand? And when men, two kids, men went wild. And I said, just imagine what somebody is saying. Now, if you stand before Jesus, preacher, I was just telling my wife, if this guy stand before Jesus and Jesus asks him, wait till you talk that Sunday, will he have the mind to tell Jesus, hey, I've been telling these people, say, you've been changed water to gold? Jesus will say, you see me change water to gold. We are only exaggerating, and it is a function of indiscipline. The root word is olam. It doesn't suggest either alcoholic wine or non-alcoholic wine. Now you have to rightly divide to know which wine it was. Being very honest, the root word is just olam in Greek. But going very, very deeper, looking at the story and how their tradition works, you understand that Jesus did not change water to shekbe or gulda or life, even though he has come to give life. He didn't change water to that kind of life. The life he has come to give is not in green bottle. Look at it carefully. He said they should fetch the water and go and serve the people for wine. When they went, it actually changed to wine, isn't it? The people said something that made us understand that wine don't used to dirty eye. It used to clean eye. They said in other events, when we go, they'll first give us the good wine. Then at the end, when mama don't go, children don't go now, and men are around. Do you understand what I mean by men? They will not bring those other type. When you say, man, coming back and doing like this, is that type you took? You were in the meeting with your dad. Everything is good. Then your dad is coming back by 8 p.m. You now say, daddy, is not the same meeting that we attended? They gave people rice. You think all those, they will say, jedi. By the end, when people left, they now brought stuffs, real stuffs, for men of cannibal and whatever cannibal. And they gave them. But they said, in this event, everything is different. Because there's Mary there, there's Jesus there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There are Christians there. What then happened? They gave them wine that was good, though, according to the tradition, so that they would give them the bad one at the end. But the problem is that wine now finished. To prove that Mary was even a good woman. You know, I always tell people Mary is a good woman. The only problem I have with some people is the idolizing. But you know, some of you, if you stand against these people that idolize Mary, now you will start hating Mary. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But if you look at that woman, she's such a wonderful person. Hallelujah to Jesus. What did she say? It paints a good picture about her. She said, wine has finished, son. She did not give the dirty wine. Somebody say amen. You say you love Mary, you are taking alcohol. You see? She said, don't give. Instead of bringing wine, she said, wine has finished. Meaning that gold that was not wine for her. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Shekbeh was not wine, it was a bad thing. Spin off eyes. Somebody say, spin off eyes. Turn to a lady and say, spin off eyes. Lara, what? Starada. Because I heard ladies are the ones that take this time. Spin off eyes, Starada. She said, wine, kukuma has finished. Go and tell Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. When they gave them the wine that was good, the one they took later was gooder. Not gulda, gooder. It was better. Even though they felt the first one was the type that doesn't dirty eye, this second one cleared the eye first. It's even saying the first one still is not clear for me. Jesus gave them another one to clean the eye very well. Antiacho. See this event, where, what is happening? Where is the time they used to give by this time of the day? Jesus is like, stand up and go back to your homes and go and meet your children. Don't waste your money here. Take the type that You see what Jesus did? The people saying alcohol is not a sin. Have they seen what alcohol is causing? Broken homes? Made some children to be useless? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? A man will carry a whole salary and sit down and feed, give the nations. That is small. I sat with a lady crying before me. Her dad retired from the military. Carry his millions, sat in this North Bank. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They were thinking he was building house, people of God. They were still in the barracks. He came to build house to come back and bring them back here. This man sat and told the whole community to take bills on him. You know, you don't say that at the beginning of this thing. You first take like 5 bottles. At the 6th one, the thing shift. He said, whoever is here born of a woman, drink to stupor. Or guys here. That's how the woman was sharing to the nations. Timoni. They were announcing it. They share beer somewhere. People were coming. Money finished. When they entered house, thank God he was able to. People that are in the house now had to gather money and put zinc in the house. And I went to visit her. She was like, Pastor, she was explaining. I said, forget about it. I'm very okay. I sat down. I didn't make her feel bad. She was trying to explain why the house was not arranged and the rest to me. See what alcohol costs. Then somebody will say, drink and not be drunk. Where has people really been drinking that they are not drunk? Now, in the first place, why should you drink? Talk less about being drunk. In fact, some that don't know the Bible, say, no, the Bible say drink and not be drunk. Say, what part of the Bible? They don't know. They think it is in the Bible. Jesus never said anybody should drink and not be drunk. If you tell some people this is, you know, I spoke with somebody, I said, this is not in the Bible. Say, eh. I say, it's not in the Bible. He say, you sure? I've been reading this Bible. I don't read them before. Make a check. I say, Google himself. Just says this part of the scripture in the Bible. He say, you know, they will. But I hear and somebody tell me, say, the Bible. He say, you see? Meanwhile, the Bible said, kings don't touch alcohol. Kings. Men of value. Say, they don't have, and they don't go close to strong wine. Many, if you know what you are doing, you should not be close to alcohol. And the Bible calls us kings, prophets, and what? Priests. I saw a lady posted something recently. I was just excited, especially because I know the condition around her. She said, I respect my family so much. I respect people around me so much. But I cannot bend to culture when God has spoken. Somebody say amen. I can't. I am in this world not to please my people, to please God Almighty. I came from a kingdom. Before there was thief culture, there was kingdom culture. The Bible speaking said, Jeremiah, before I put you in your mother's womb and call you Deso, you had an identity with me. I made you a prophet to the nations. You see that? So your first identity is with heaven, not with any culture in the world, even though you respect them. Are we together? Of course, you should respect them. The Bible said, we've been called out from every nation, people, by the precious blood of Jesus. So you should be a spiritual illiterate to say, because our tribe and our forefathers say we should not marry from here, we will not marry. You are that's spiritual illiteracy. You didn't go to school in the spirit. You don't know Bible in the spirit or book in the spirit. To say you will not marry a particular tribe because of waiting one man. Probably that thing they said, that they made them in hell. They probably are in hellfire. You are saying our people said, who are your people before God? You think God will respect the laws of men? God tells a thief brother Teso that your wife is that Igede sister, Juliana. Teso hears the Holy Ghost clear as crystal. And stands up, Legosh, Mahai, Julie, Thus says the Spirit of God, you are my wife. And Julie say, our people say, waiting be your name, sorry, is it Teso? Hey, I would have loved you, but your name is Teso. Please, avoid me, it can't work. Why can't it work? Not because God said anything, but because our people, they'll start telling you some lie stories. And they had blood covenant that year, and said this one the other year, and said rubbish, stupid, demonic, olodoic talk. And they will say, if you marry, you don't have children. Then the believer is shaking. Who's Aya, Kura, and I? Who wants to steal baby from your womb? Meanwhile, God has promised you from the beginning. He said, you and your children. God is seeing children. You are seeing somebody who is dead in hell stealing your children. They say, if we do and we no go born pikin. Hiya galago high. God is here. He said, Mariam. That chief who is dead is here. He said, if you marry him, you no go get pikin. You now lean towards this person. Ay, kalashuva high. That may take you to hellfire. You disregarded God too much. You know, I was talking to one man who bumps my hair. He was telling me the story. And I said, so, straight question. I said, so, if I found a woman to marry in Igideland, they would say I would not marry. And I laugh. He said, you, the people may understand because you are different. I said, no, I'm not different. I'm the same. I said, you are lucky. I did not see why, bro. Hala go hayata. I would have gone and marry in a church DSF. I want all the devils to gather. Let's roast them for suya and give Satan. How can somebody say you can't have a child? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because you marry from a particular tribe and you are scared. The only thing you need to do is to pray about the situation so that God can speak to your parents at least to come for the wedding. Oh God, I did not get what I'm trying to say. The Lord give you understanding. I said something there. You did not just get it. I said God should give them what? Eh? They have to what? Attend the wedding. I did not say agree. Let their presence be registered. At the end, they will give God the praise. That they allowed his way to, especially as a man, when you do, you become the joy of that family. Now, you know, they say don't marry. Now you now marry and you are beating the woman. They will swear for you. Even the woman will swear for you. But you enter that family now. Holy Ghost is moving. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Holy Ghost, they observe at 19 September when Brother Tekura married Juliana. We started observing a major shift in our family. Things are shifting. Things are changing. Thank God we had the Holy Ghost. I have no 0.100 regards for culture that stand against God. You know, some of you know my story during my wedding. I don't have any form of disregard for my in-laws. I respect in-laws and I advise everybody to respect in-laws. But I remember they told me to give a call. I said, my faith can never allow me to give a call. Nothing in this world can make me to give a call. And they said, no, I think we'll quit here. I said, okay, I'm going home. They thought I was joking. When I went and on my car, they came. What happened? I said, I can't give a call. Is that the only reason? I said, yes. He said, follow me. He said, no, this guy is a man of God. He will not give a call. And I said, okay. And that's how they passed that place. And gave me wife. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But then I said, no, it's a bad thing. You disrespected elders. You have to go and be praying. I said, I will not pray one prayer. My atmosphere is enough to roast them. Somebody say, roast. Thank you, Lord. I can't be in the house and face it by hunger. I said, look. I'm disrespecting the glory of God. The Bible says, all your needs are supplied according to his riches in glory. All your needs, even protection is a need. It has been supplied in the glory. The Bible says, in righteousness, thou art what? In righteousness, you are far away from what? All oppression and evil. As long as you are in God, you are far from evil. You can't be in God and be close to evil. See, these people, if we mount up the consciousness and the understanding of who we are, some witches will have sense. It's because of how we behave. give them too much regard and respect. They will sit down with Kai Kai and be determining what happens in the society. I bought land somewhere and they said I should bring bottle of hot. I said, the earth is the Lord's. I was quoting it to the guy. The fullness thereof, the world and all the others that live on it. I have buy the land. Which Kai am I taking again? They say you must give. I said I will not give. They now went and spoke to themselves. Obviously, this pastor cannot give. Pastor, we will advise him to agree with you. I said, thank you. That was the last time I ever went there. Land is mine. You know, when I was saying, they say even one, they were citing pastors that took. I say, I don't care who went. I will not go. Are you listening to me? Somebody died. They say, go and pull hot. What rubbish is that? Pour the hot, because the child died young. So pour. Regosh kafai. Leah manush. For where? You played with ball and wait for them to come in the night so that you roast them like suya. Do you understand? Do you know who you are in the realm of the spirit? Because you see yourself, hey Courage, hey Bem, hey Betty, you think that's who you are. You just see yourself as people who take gari, who are hungry sometimes, who are broke sometimes. That's what you think that you are. If they say I'm bigger than angels, why be say I don't get money right now? Forget that thing. That's another matter. Your place is higher and bigger than angels. To which of the angels has he ever said? To which of them? None of them. The ark and the ark of the ark. Sit at my right hand. Say, but to the Son, he said, oh Lord, your throne is forever what? And the Bible says, we are seated together with Christ. He told us to sit together with Christ. For as many as have believed in his name, to them he has given the right to be called what? Sons of God. And one man from Ikpayongu, Oju, Okpoga, said they will take your children away. You whose scripture has prophesied your children, that you and your children are for signs and wonders. They want to remove worldly go high. Go high. Hey, my no eye. Oh my God. You tell them Gafili Gadoki. Bring it on. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? No. Know who I am. Shout it out. Know who I am. No, not you. It can never be you. It can never be you. I told you the story of a young man. They said somebody killed one of the uncle killed the. You make this man look like lords in their village because of your fear. The Bible says for fear is a snare. Meaning immediately you fear, you submit yourself under the mastery of Satan. Fear is as faith in the positive. You know the way faith works in the positive, in the realm of light. That's how fear works in the realm of darkness. Whatever you fear, you give that thing mastery over you. That's why Jesus said, I've not given you a spirit that fears. A believer that fears does not have the Holy Ghost. He's not conscious of the Holy Ghost. You have probably, but you have not scared that fire of the Spirit. Because the Spirit you've got right now doesn't fear. You have not received the Spirit to fear again. Meaning we were scared before. Is it but the Spirit of what? Sound mind. Of what? Power. Of what? Love. What's the combination? You are sound. You feel powerful and you are powerful. And you walk in love. What a combination. What a combination. See, walking in love. Do you understand? Sound mind. The Christian, the believer talks boldly. He talks boldly like his father. See, be humble. Be humble. Don't talk like that. How am I talking? I said the gold are mine. I said I've got eternal life. They say be humble. Be humble. Be humble. If that is what you call pride, then we are proud for a living. We're pride we go. Because God is the author of that pride. Nobody asks God anything in the book of Revelation. He's revealing himself. John did not say, okay, reveal. John, he just caught up with John. You know, there's a vision. And he entered the vision and started speaking to John. John, I am Alpha, Omega. He was explaining CV. Do you understand? Beginning, end. Because you see, Maluka, you've got to understand the context here. John was in the Isle of Patmos. You know what he was doing there? They tried to kill that guy. He was not dying. So they said, let's just keep him. He's in our mind, we have killed him. Allah Duvrahai. You know, sometimes when we say this story, they say it's just history. It didn't happen. They tried to kill John. In fact, history has it that they put him in a boiling oil. He didn't die. They were tired of him. So they carried him and they kept him in the Isle of Patmos, where they keep dead bodies of Christians that they've killed. And I miss that place. John could not bear it. Imagine, God forbid, that I am here now and I'm sitting amidst the dead bodies of everybody sitting here. God forbid. Imagine, that was poor John's situation. You can imagine the agony in his heart, the pains in his heart. He's seeing the people God prophesied about that would do great things together with him. There are carcasses everywhere. And he was crying. He was furious. One of my friends said, he's sure kata and everything was coming from that guy's face while he was crying. He wanted God to do something, especially for the fact that he had read the scripture. He was standing in the face with Jesus when he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell. He heard Jesus say that. What is then happening right now? They were doing churches under the ground. They were announcing the corps of people that he pastors. He's more like the senior bishop, or we can call him the Pope of that time. And he was praying in the Isle of Patmos. And the Bible says he was caught up in a vision. That's where we got the book of Revelation from. He was caught up in a vision. And God began to explain, show him CVVS, archive. You should try to picture this. The reason why God had to come with this kind of introduction is to tell John that this thing he's seen should not suggest to John that he's not powerful. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? God is wanting to make John understand that I know you are seeing your people there, but that is not my testimony. I have come to tell you who I am. What you are seeing is not who, it's not me. I'm here now to introduce myself to you. And I wish some people can just be humble to catch this part. Because sometimes when I say, people think we're talking down the dead. Listen very carefully. He needed to understand, God, why are we dying? You said we'll be on the mountaintop. Why are we dying? This is not your will. Do you understand? Baru Epai. That's why I frown at the church when they think, you know, some people are in Abuja and saying the church is in persecution. You've not gone to the core part of Benue and just. You are there saying the church is in persecution. We should pray for the church. Rubbish! Talk to the bad government. God does not want us under. He wants us above. It was never God's will that they are killing Christians. When Paul tried it, he encountered Paul. You need to go and check history and see how that king died. After that encounter John had, the history has it that the guy died a miserable death. The next one that came embraced Christians immediately. He had result that there was one man that rose the king. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? One man finished that king. He said, where is that man? Bring him and his people. Now they are free to worship. In those days, I always tell people, when God sees one of his son or daughter touch, he sends a prophet. When they were dealing with the children of Israel, he sent Moses. When Israel were suffering again, if you read the book of Judges, God kept on raising men. He kept on raising men to speak to wicked leadership. Down to Elijah, he interfaced with Jezebel. He was their greatest nightmare. The moment they stole somebody's land, Elijah would show up. What have you done to that innocent man? One man. I told my wife the other day, I said that you cannot tell me something is not wrong today. With the number of people they've killed, God has not sent somebody to stand on TV. Thank God some are doing it. I told my wife, this should sieve out the false from the truth. This season, if you are wise. I said it, I think some people may misunderstand me. But any man of God that doesn't talk to the government and comes to share you rice when they kill your families, spit on his face, is a false prophet. He's a false prophet. There's something moving you beyond God. If it's God, you can't see a corpse and say, I want to keep some. There's something that I'm receiving from this government that will not allow me to talk. When you are seeing a dead body on the ground. Meanwhile, you are claiming you have passion to save dead souls. But there are some souls that are now dead indeed. They are dead indeed. They are not just dead spiritually, they are dead physically. We didn't even have the privilege to give them the gospel yet. They died. There is no logical way we can explain this to affirm that anything not talking as a man of God is right in this season. Nothing. Are you listening to me tonight? This is how God worked. Do this. All of a sudden, Christians stood up, became so powerful. But I was saying something. He told John, I am Alpha. I am what? Omega. I am what? Beginning. I am what? End. I am what? Bright and morning. He was just explaining. John, you got to understand, that is not me. This is me. This is me. After that encounter, history has it that John never became the same person. In fact, if you read the book of Revelation, it will prove to you that John truly did not understand God properly until that encounter happened. I can show you. When he turned to see, the Bible said, listen, who is worthy to open the scroll, Revelation 5, and break its seven seas? The Bible then said, none, that strong angel said, none in the heavens and on the earth was worthy. When everybody was, John began to cry because he felt like this is the solution for what is happening to them. John began to cry. An elder touched him and said, do not cry. Do not cry. When you see impossibilities, don't cry. He said, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, he had to say lion of tribe of Judah so that John would catch it. He has read in the scroll about who the lion of the tribe, the root of Jesse. So that he will remember is his brother. He has prevailed. The Bible says when John turned to see the lion who has prevailed, he was wondering, who is this? John did not know this thing all this while. When he turned to see the lion that has prevailed, he saw a lamb standing as if it has been slain. Immediately John remembered. It is Jesus, my brother, who died. That's the place. That death is everything in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says, greater love has no man than to lay down his life. That means God loves us so much. There is no way God can ever prove his love to us again. He died for us. That's the most ultimate way to prove love. And God did it for us. If God can die for you, he does not want you to die for him. I will say it a billion times. Many people say, Pastor Simon, what do you mean by that? Listen, martyrdom happened because of the condition of the season, of that time. It's not God's will that we should die. He died for us to live. He didn't die for us to die. When bad government is happening to a people, don't call it end time. Don't call it end time. That's why now that God has raised a man like Trump, even some foolish Christians are misunderstanding what God is doing. They want bidding so that they can bid their way into America. The man came and said, stay in your country. What's the offense then? Why will you not stay in your country? Is it your own country? He said, stay in your country. And it's not like he actually said, he said, we want to arrange things. All we are done, you people will come. He said, he's coming and he's stopping people. Because for you, you have put your visa under church rug. Let pastor and the priest be matching it every time. So that by adventure one day, the door of favor will open. What is door of favor? You enter America. The sufferance is too much that going to UK and US has become breakthrough. I believe what God is doing to that man is to remove that slavery mentality. That the best of us sitting here think that one of the greatest breakthroughs is going to UK. That's why the moment we get there, pictures now, water. You look for a white man coming. And you post, we thank God for grace. See that? Slavery. Children of Israel in Egypt. Slavery mentality. And what are they doing there? The least jobs. I'm not saying it is nice to be in this country. Logically, it makes sense to run away from this country. Because the government don't know what they are doing. Very obvious. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? In my own opinion, they should share gun in this country. Because there's madness in the country already. You know, recently they are trying to talk about a senator who is raising bandits. He's training bandits. He's a senator. I don't know if some of you saw that video circulating. A senator training bandits. One of them now came out and is confessing. And they've not even used firing squad on the guy. They are still judging the case. When they've shown evidence of his car and house, they are judging case. With the kind of people that have died. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? To show you how corrupt. This is the government that want to save Nigeria. That they said they are against him. This government. Who is against him? It is him. But this is my belief. I believe whatever God is doing through this President Trump is strategic. You know, sometimes why people don't talk is because they are far. They can't touch them. If they are here with us, they'll talk. If they say, let's give 5 months suspension, every Nigerian in the whole world come back to Nigeria, this country will change. Let the president tell us, if your country don't change, we are not bringing you back. We are going to seize your properties and your business. Till this country change, you will see the people that will be at the forefront. A lot of people don't talk and are very greedy and wicked because they have nothing to lose. I told my wife that I said, this is strategic. Leave that man Trump. You people should leave that man. A man that stood up and is telling us today. I don't know what is wrong with some Christians. Because of some vain things. You condemn a man God is using. He's telling us today that in school, if you force a child to choose a gender, you are going to prison. They just established that law recently. Under one madman that time, children can be forced that they are men. Women will be forced that they are men. Say, you are behaving like a woman. Okay, just allow it. Allow its nature. Flow. You send Johnson to school. Johnson comes back as Justina. And they have senators who sit down to legislate law. Are you seeing this? Is everything okay? Then God brings a man. The man, Paul, they want him to be timid. So bold. If you run, do anything, I'll wipe them out. If you do anything, I'll wipe you out. You do, you see, and this boldness is not too much. You should walk in love. But you have been complaining all this while. God brings a man. You are not complaining. Because people don't view things deeply. They view it so shallow. So shallow. In America, are stopping Nigerians from having HIV drugs. Nigeria cannot have her own HIV drugs. They cannot import HIV drugs. They cannot liaise and get HIV drugs. See what we are even dealing with. HIV. Common drugs for HIV. That every nation is having. Kenya don't even. You people used to see Kenya in the news. Everything is nice in the country. Nigeria. HIV drugs. God raised a man and is using him so mightily. You must understand his God, though. You know, one time they said somebody stopped coming to church. They now went and asked. I said they should go and ask why he's not coming to church. They say he said that I like Trump and he hates him. I said, please never come again. I said, cement the distance. Now his house, go and put cement, raise it. Let him not is excommunicated. He should never come again. He said, because I like Trump, he will not come. And I still say, I still like him. If you don't like truth, you are from the devil. You are from the devil. Somebody comes, is against everything evil, and you hate him. You hate truth. He said, I don't like man marrying each other. You have problem with him. I don't want woman marrying each other. You are having problem with him. The one that was, which one do you like? Tell us. Which one do you like? I don't want abortion. I don't want this. I don't want marijuana. You are against him. I don't want Christians dying. think about it that Trump is not the one on that seat today. You think what is happening in Nigeria here will not be 10 times worse? Maybe they would have entered Makurdi. This service now will put some people there to be looking. If they are coming, everybody just move, 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 move. Let the car face like this. Be watching the river banks. But they are taking caution because somebody is threatening them and watching them. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. God raised a man who wants nothing but truth. Humanity have problem with that. Except Christians become bold with truth, nothing can happen to this world. Beginning from our nation, nothing can happen to this world. Sometimes when I look at some old men who are walking in darkness in terms of bribery, corruption, I feel like vomiting. It's so terrible. You see somebody 52, he wants to steal money. Somebody 70 something closer to your grave, you want to steal government money. To where? Somebody 70 something, you are fighting that politics will happen in your state the way you want it to happen. Mental problem. Stealing money. Money comes to your office, it hooked there. You think some Nigerians are better politicians? Have you not seen? Just give somebody. I had a governor, he tried something, they called him corrupt. So he called the person who called him corrupt to come to his office. I was saying, why are you calling me corrupt? The blogger. The blogger said, because you are doing this, I'm so sorry, sir. But because of this, he said, okay, no problem. He said, what will happen is that, what did you call me? He said, keke. He said, take this five, how much is the transfer? He said, 500. He said, take this 5,000. Give the keke, don't worry. Just give the keke the 5,000 and come inside. Let's continue talking. He went out and gave the keke man 500. So he came down and they were talking. Not knowing the governor already planned that somebody should go to the front and ask him how much he gave. He said, 500. He called the keke man to come back. He said, you said I'm corrupt. No problem. That means you'd have done better here. He said, yes. He said, okay. How much did you give the bagman? He said, I gave him the 5,000, sir. I said, really? Bagman, come inside. He came inside. How much did he give you? 500. Where is it? He showed it. He said, okay. That means you'd have been a better governor. At least me, if I steal, I used to give maybe 2,500. You gave 500, sir. That means if state money enter your hand, sir, we are finished. You see some people complaining, the government is bad. Some of them is because they don't have the opportunity. Somebody came to my office many years ago. Tell somebody eternal life is a remedy. He said, sir, I don't like the evil happening in the world. The corruption happening in our state. I want to change it. I said, you want to change it? He said, yes, sir. I said, good, good, good. He said, sir, I want to become the next governor. I want to work towards governorship. My father was a politician. He didn't do well. I want to be better than my... I want this bad thing in Benue has to stop. I said, good one. And I said, now, let's see if you can do that. He said, how, sir? I said, are you in a relationship? He said, yes, sir. I said, how many relationships? He looked at my eyes. He said, sir, it's complicated. I said, wow, wow. Why is it complicated? I said, sir, the first one, and then I cannot. I said, the first one knows about the second one. I said, of course, no, sir. I said, the second one knows about the third one. He said, no, sir. The first one knows about the third one. I said, all of them, they don't know each other. He said, yes, sir. I said, wow, wow. What a football. What a dribbling. I said, you cannot rule this state, brother, because we know where our money will be going to. I said, one of the politicians, they saw him doing special number in church many years ago. A video, he was doing special number in church. I will not mention the name. Special number. Jesus is a winner, man. Jesus. The guy is still waiting no good. Stealing. You want to be a better politician? You and women. You and women. You and women. From our West Street straight to Ikpayongu, they know you. No street has survived an encounter with you. Car is driving, you stop to eat food. People's daughters are not safe. You just see one. Hello, sister, come on. There is no street. No street. Governor Amunuke, there's no street. The day you became governor, that's even, by the way, you went to Lagos, they bought you something, 5,500. You are selling 5,000. They say, why? You say transportation fare, emotional fare, stress fare. 500. How much are you selling it? 5,000. You want to make all the whole money in this world in one day. You don't know that money grows. We had a situation even in church, not so long. I was preaching in church and the Lord spoke to my heart. I saw like a writing on my iPad. Son, you are being cheated. I said, they are cheating me. He said, yes, one of the people in this church. I said, my face just changed immediately. I became so furious. After the service, I went to my office. I sat down. I was just sitting at my table. I said, who is that person? And the Lord said, when you are done, go to your building site. So when we finished, I was with Betty, Donut, and some people. We just went there. I looked at the place. What they call that people walk, when I saw it, it was a lie. I said, why are these people lying to us? So I called somebody who is a mess in there, who always joined them to work, the youth leader. When he came, I said, yesterday, how many people worked in this place? He said, sir, it's just two of us. I said, He said, sir, I couldn't sleep. I wanted to call you and tell you. That number they called was a lie. I could not sleep, sir. I said, what number did they call? He said, five. Two people work. They say five people work. Two. They say five people work. So I'm going to pay for five people. I said, why didn't you tell me? He said, sir, it was when you just called me in my heart. I just knew that somehow you picked this thing. An unbeliever knew I would pick it. A believer was saying with his full chest. Sir, it's five people. It's five people, sir. Sir, what lies, sir? But they know that I joked one time. They thought I was joking. I said, I can miss breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But when God speaks, I will never miss it. And some people say he's saying, do something wrong. It's just a matter of time. When I heard it, you know, there's a way you do evil that you pick it when they've caught you. They've not called you. You just pick it that something is not right somewhere. I just called Pastor Ed. Go and collect all our things that belong to that guy. Collect everything. Everything. Collect it. They went and collected everything. I said, don't explain. Just leave him. He picked it. He now went and started explaining that it's him and the guy that lied. It's not only him that lied. Look at it. You, an unbeliever, lied against your pastor. How would the unbeliever come to church again? That's why sometimes when I hear people talk, a lot of times people are excited when they hear words. Look at content. You just pay close attention. A lot of times if you say you broke out from one church because the pastor was not good, I fear you. I fear you very well. If they say this brother left the church because he said the pastor shouted on me, I will just tell him to this, watch that guy. I don't trust him. Because I tell you what you see, what he has said, you will see it very soon. Pastors are going through a lot too. People are lying. I was talking to somebody lately. He said somebody went to his uncle who works as a senior manager. I think a manager or a director in Lower Benue. I was telling him that my wife was disrespecting him. I said, one comment. He said, my wife who is a small girl, disrespected him. That's why he left the church. You all know Mamati. When does she even have time to talk to anybody that talkless of disrespected him? You know my wife. When I heard it, he said, sir, that's what you went to my... And I was very... The guy couldn't take it. So I was convincing my uncle that it's a lie. I said, that is how... Now, I can't even talk what he did in church. I can't even talk. You know, people are not wise. How can I come and be telling people your weaknesses? That's a covenant we have as pastors. The things we dealt with secretly. And one of the reasons we weren't excommunicating was because the thing was getting too much. You claim to be an old man. You can't allow any fine sister, any small girl pass your front that survive. You see, as I'm preaching love in this church, when you think our love means continue, you will see one kind of hate jam. Boom! See, prophet works. Prophet hates me. I don't hate you. I just jam you. Because if we don't jam you, you think our love means continue. So Paul wrote somewhere, he said, those two brothers who are not allowing girls to rest in church, he said, let them go. Let Satan eat their body. Let him eat their flesh. Have you seen that part of scripture in the Bible? Because they felt like Paul consoling them, advising them, was an approval for them to continue. I can't have people trust their children with me in church and you come, I want to do your mind, oh fool. You know how many people call me, how many parents call me? Ah, Pastor Simon, sir, I want to just thank God for your life. My kids are with you and I know they are safe. Then you come and look at a girl who just got admission and say, the Lord says she's my wife. Are you mad? Which Lord? The Lord said to you, Lord, sit at my right hand. Sit, go and sit down. Somebody just got admission, you saw revelation that she's your wife. Small girl of small speaking. You want to start engaging her in a relationship. And I shall keep quiet as a pastor. I can never do that. One came to my office years ago. I said, are you hearing me? He said, yes, sir. I said, in your life. Say, I'm in my life. He said, in my life. I will never. He said, I will never. Go to this girl. Go to. I said, unsee every vision. Every vision you have seen. Remove the vision now. That girl too small. I had to use vernacular. She be picking. She has not even finished 100 level. She's still moving forward. They've seen wife. If I did not curtail this ministry well, even some of you smiling here, you would have been in your fifth relationship now. Fifth. But most of you are single. You know, have never test relationship. You never even test. The only relationship you have is in your heart. You date in your heart and break up in your heart. It's not wickedness. Are people not married in this church? Has Pastor Emma not married? Has Pastor Peter not married? Has Pastor K not married? I don't mean Pastor Joe. As Pastor Benson and mine, they say, Pastor, just they allow only pastors. What do we get in this church? What are they doing to us like this? Richard is marrying next year, isn't he? Who again is marrying next year? Promise, keyboard this. He's marrying next year. Are you seeing what God is doing here? Aaron, man, will soon marry. You see? People are marrying. Moses still want to marry. You see? People are marrying. So pastors are getting wife. Members are what? Getting wife. Wife is everywhere. See wives. See men. But when you now come and you are doing stupid things. You know, one time I said me, when you say God say, it doesn't move me. Sir, God told me love it. Law. I had law and I have vet. It's my wife. You will think that will move my heart. I will ask you, when did God talk it? Tell me, what are your strong reasons? I don't used to hide my own. I would ask you, seriously, if you don't know what you are saying, I say, brother, calm down. You don't see anything. Take it from me. You did not see anything. Go home. Go and pray. One came to my house from the door. He picked it from the door. He's just entering. I said, what are you doing here? He started smiling. I said, why are you smiling? He said, sir. I said, you are still to my. He said, yes, sir. I said, get out of this place. Look at this. Everybody is saying they have seen. You might say you have seen. Somebody that I know. God can never tell that boy to go and marry her. That boy that I know, God wants him to pray and be serious. If he carry any woman, our own has finished in this world. Are you here this wonderful evening? They will think we are trying to usurp authority or bend people. We are not. Let me seem like I'm boasting like a fool for a moment. You have been here. When did you hear wrong, stupid reports about us in this town? When? All the rock tea you hear with youth ministry, when have you heard it here? You think if I allow you all of us to do our mind, we'll not be in big trouble in this church? The pastor said, if somebody just did close, pastor will start suspect. That's what has kept us. Do you think Pastor Peter would have married patients if I allowed him to follow his mind? Ask him. You know this man saw sins. He has seen. Now he now saw again. I'm surprised. have not seen in this place. I don't want to pull out people's Assyria. And now they are married. Sir, God, see, my friend, if you don't stand up and leave here now, I can sense it. You don't. Well, sir, this girl is the one. God said it. If you like, do your face like you are crying. Eh? If God did not say, He did not. God cannot make me shepherd and allow bad things to be happening in the ministry. He can't. There should be some sort of advantage for the shepherd to be able to curtail the sheaves. A relationship that will hurt you both. Why will God not do something in my heart that will make me pick it? Don't allow people out there who don't have training, home training and ministry ethics training, to come and be giving people counsel about how things should go. Somebody came and said, sir, I think it was in the music team. Say, sir, my friends are surprised that I'm not singing every Sunday. I said, this is not where you used to be. In this place, you don't sing anytime you want to sing. You sing when the Lord put it in the heart of your leader that you should sing. I said, in fact, I am very happy you are not singing. Let your friends come every Sunday and see you not singing. So that the day you are singing, it is not for your friends, it's unto God. This is how God raises men. This is how God raises men. I was telling the pastors one day, I said, make sure microphone becomes so scarce. That's how I grew up. The first day I led prayer, if you see how the suit I wore, the coat, sorry, not suit. My spiritual father said, you are leading prayer, opening prayer. Come and see my coat. Come and see the ghetto. I had to invite more people. I was the one leading prayer. The Holy Ghost was full on my inside. I was just, everybody let us be in the mood of prayer. I was trusting God to snap me one picture. It was the best day of my life. I led prayer. Microphone was very scarce in those days. That's why we had sense. The day we have the opportunity to talk to people about Jesus, we planned our best. We prepare our best. Hope you know, my first sermon, I fasted for weeks, for I think 1 week, and I prayed. Was praying every day. My first sermon on prayer. My first sermon in BSU, because of the training, I fasted 1 week. Was praying and fasting. My first sermon in Remedias in BSU to talk to a people. And God proved himself so strong that the next week they were there before I came. Why? While I raised a song, that guy that would be disturbing, he plays too much in class when they are teaching. He just came to my meeting and started playing. As I raised, I hail you most. As I raised the song, he fell on the ground. Pop! Started vomiting foam. Everybody took caution. Come and see people putting their hands like this. Just one song, the guy was on the ground. I had been preparing for over 1 week in fasting and prayer. A lady whose leg was longer than another, due to accident, it grew back straight. Why would they not come next Saturday? But now they say, go and have a session, sir. My cell is not growing. How many members? Two. Next week, 1.5. Because the person did not finish the cell. He left before cell finished. Next week, 3. Other week, 2.5. Next upper week, 2.0. Okay, you and who? You and two of them? No, sir. Me and the person. Why is it said like that? When it's time for say, you are launching Akpu with Yangyo. Yeah. I guess say, I need to rush. And some indisciplined cell leaders will say, hello, they are telling new person, no, new member, I beg, arrange the chairs for me, I'm coming. Papa is eating Akpu. No preparation. Even the sermon now is AI. Lord Gemini, create for me a sermon on eternal life. Use this now word teaching by Prophet Simon to create for me my own sermon on eternal life. Then they are reading. They mistakenly go and read what Gemini add as comment. How will this hair grow? I told you a story of a woman Pastor Chris raised in Zambia. Do you know the Christ Embassy Church in Zambia started by a woman? Was started by a woman? Go to Zambia. They have one of the best branch, biggest branch of Christ Embassy. It started by one woman. She started a cell of 50 people. 5 people. Next week, they found out the cell became 10. Another week, they found out the cell became 50. Another week, they found that it was never going back. It was only going up. When the report got to Pastor Chris, he said, call the lady. When they brought her, he anointed her a pastor. He said, this one is a pastor. There is not anybody she should say about it. She has proven herself. When she went back, that anointing, it was trouble. It was 100 before. She went back, it became 500. She wanted to prove this pastorly calling. To a point, Pastor Chris said, start a branch. She started a branch. To a point that her church was giving birth to almost all the churches in Zimbabwe. She's married. Some people say nobody will marry her. She is married. So I'm challenging women. You just finished school now. What do you want to do? I want to marry. I want to do my master's. I want to push up 18 nails. I'll be doing this. That's the only thing I want to do. Born for Jesus. Tell somebody born for Jesus. Born for Jesus. You are praying for your husband to have money. You have money. See, I have money so much, I often give my husband sometimes if he doesn't have. Break all those stupid cultures. Like, can you date a man that earns 200? You should be, you end that, let that interview end in your thought. What kind of a useless question is this, for goodness sake? Can you take this mic off my mouth? Not your, and 200, 200. No, I can't. No. Only my skincare. You don't have eternal life. What kind of a man do you want to marry? Instead of saying any spiritual factors now, a man that earns at least 1.5. That is why you are calling all men scum. You are looking for scum. You are not looking for a man. God will bring one tailor on the street, one tailor that open shop with two machines yet. Small shop. The tailor's name may be even, let's say, Isaac. Isaac encounters you, Sister Cecilia. And God opens his eye. He sees that you are his wife. Isaac says, I see in the red. He says, Isaac, with your two machines, how one go from here? Two machines, two. No industrial one. He said, Isaac is not the one. Then one comes with a big trouser. That big trouser. With canvas. With braided hair. They don't like shirt. They wore black singlet. Hey, yo. What's up? Any lady that look at that kind of man and see him as husband has a mental problem. Already. They leave Isaac with his tailor shop. You see why women suffer, but before you know, they've broken somebody's head and they are putting on Facebook. You know online church, you are seeing with your crow eye like this. You see how he comes to church and works so hard. Ola Nancy love it. Now you, I won't marry you. You gong. Ola say, love it. Now you I see. Now you I see and I seek. I say, Ola, I beg Ola, do music or leave me alone. If you see my shop, Sev, I need a man that can compliment me. I have a shop, he has a factory. What is lover supposed to do? If you don't like this, give Ola your soap. Give him, make Ola become all you want him to become. Are you people getting something tonight? I'm glad that this preaching is entering most of you, because I see you people marrying. That's how life should be. Oh. Marrying yourselves. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. The Corolla you are not seeing is better than the one they are telling you that they have. That you have not seen papers. You are not even sure it's their Corolla. And I've been telling people that Corolla does not mean money. Pastor Emma can tell you this. You can have a car like this driving. You are trusting God for the next meal. God, where my food will come from? Where? Sometimes some people say, I cannot come. It's not because they cannot come. There is no fuel. So he didn't get car. Jesus. That guy, he has made it. If he had gone close to that person, it would have been better he doesn't have a car. Marry, when God leads you to somebody, encourage the person, marry. Not be looking for things that don't exist. I'm not seeing my husband in this church. Who is seeing you as a wife first? Are you gold? I'm not seeing my mom. It's frustration. Frustration. They look at the church. See, finish. I'm not seeing. Then you look at an unbeliever like this. You say, my husband, unbeliever. Then tell me why you should not suffer. It is justifiable that you suffer in that marriage. Some women today, I don't know why I had to end like this. I've finished you. Some women today, the suffering they are suffering, they cost it for themselves. They cost it. Looking for things that they know is not theirs. A man has money, you don't know how. But you know it's your man. As long as he has Benz, everything is okay. The one that has one tailoring shop, I don't know why I'm talking about tailoring shop recently. Maybe somebody here, a tailor, is asking you out. I don't even know. You are looking down on that brother. You know why I'm even using this tailoring shop sometimes? I know a young man who sews for me. He sews everything you see me wear. Everything. He sews it. He's in my street, my first house. When I went to around Welfare Quarters, the first place I stayed. He's just on the street, one on Thai Street, Scatter Street like that. One day I was passing, and I said, arrange this trouser for me. The way he arranged it, nobody has arranged trouser for me like that. I said, good. Me, I don't use to follow testimony. It's what I see. I go it. And I gave him one white shirt. I said, so when he sold it, I wore it. People were complimenting. I said, good. I said, give him. People be asking, why are you doing it? I don't use the. I said, that guy. Yes. Some of my neighbors, my military friends, started coming there. He was getting so surprised. So he made up his mind that he was always going to make sure me, whatever I'm bringing, he will show it the least price according to him is for me. That's how he made up his mind. He said, as long as it's me, he's just collecting. So I kept on sewing with him till he got to my wedding. My wife started looking for a tailor for me. You know, women, they carry everything on their head. She's looking for somebody who can give me the best so that I will not disgrace the family. You understand? Something. She knows me. And I just enter, everybody will start laughing. You know, ladies are trying to protect. So she's looking for somebody. They found one guy like that. And I went on Facebook. And I saw that the guy is really good. When they send, I said, you should send this. So when they send the work, I say, how much is the money? 200 and something thousand. I say, good! Better soup than money killer. I appreciate the grace of God upon this guy's life. And I told my wife, I will send the money soon. I said, they should not. She said, they should start. I said, for what? They should not start. So that dropped some money in them. But I said, trust me. Why will you do so for me? Don't give. I know you are considering the things I've done. I've rented hall. I've paid for this. So, I'll do it. I'm a man. You're a woman. I want to carry everybody. Like Ephesians 5:25. Everything I want to do. She did not know that I carried that style and took to this my young man. I say, my brother, you don't see this kind of style before. You say yes. You sabiam? Say yes, sir. In fact, there was one. He said, sir, I'm not sure. I say you can do it. I told him, say I can do it. Say I can do it, sir. I say good. You sabiam? Don't ever say you cannot. In life, I'm always be positive. Don't be saying you cannot do. Say I can do all things through Christ. When I finish encouraging that guy, say, sir, but this design I've never seen. I say you have seen it now. You must find where they so do this kind of. I say I give you 2 days. Find where this kind of design happens. We found that one malam did my design. Do you understand? One malam say he knows the design. I said, did he know it, anything close? He said, the guy said, he can almost get it. I said, good. Good. Almost is very important. I gave him. I said, how much? He said, 50,000. Sir, is it too high? I said, no. It's not high. I'll add 5,000 on top. Just to encourage you, that guy was on fire. He kept everybody's work. Wow. He faced my work. Like when Ronaldo wants to play free kick, you know that the way he does. He faced my work. When that guy was done, I told my wife there. Who she said, that you have not made the tekura, be the dela, whatever name they call it. I said, I've finished my. Jesus, Prophet Simon. Who in this town is better than that guy? I said, you think you are the only one? I did my own 250. I said, I was somewhere. I think I'm joking here. That guy's standard is not my taste. I like high taste. You're there now. Teaching you some format. You are there. I have to look high. For, I said, I don't like two things. You know, when the thing was 230, I suspected the thing that it would not be good. So when that, you know, high, you told me that anything that is high is of good taste. Didn't you tell me that? She said, yes. But Simon, let me go and see. She just wanted to see the clothes. I said, no, we see it on wedding day. She said, no. She must see it. She still was suspecting me. I raised it. She saw it. She said, wow. Who did it? I said, You know your own people. I know my own people. See, it was so beautiful. You all saw my. Maybe I'll wear it next Thanksgiving Sunday so that you'll see that. It was so fine. People, anybody that just called will just be taking me big picture. They'll crop my material. They are just taking me picture. How much? 55,000. That 55,000 was out of me showing love. That guy's name spread abroad. Guess who is my wife's favorite tailor now? Outside those serious things that Cynthia used to do. Those serious, do you understand? My wife's favorite tailor, when it's not a serious, is him. My wife said, in this life, as long as the guy can sew it, nobody else. She was showing me one time, she said, see what a woman is, see what he did. Pastor Simon, who is this guy? I said, he's my guy. He's my guy. I can, if I give you my clothes, I am cheating on that guy. My heart is not okay. Anytime I give, I can't, it's an atrocity to say, Pastor, can you give me that? If it's free gift, no problem. But if it's something I must pay money, it must be that guy. We knew ourselves when we had nothing. We grew together. I don't have this, high taste. During my wedding, we went for hotel. We went there, Abuja. They say I was in one high hotel. I say yes. Oh my God, Metama General Hotel. What they call that hotel? Have you ever passed that hotel? It's almost falling apart. I just went. My wife said, "You are going to lodge here." I said, "Yeah, I'm going to lodge here." So when she escorted me, I just went and removed my car. I said, "Okay, open the gate." She said, "Why are you guys?" I want to just check one of my friends. I'll be back soon. Hotel room was 36,000. How will I sleep in that hotel? 2023. I want to marry and pay 36,000 for hotel. I said, please open the gate. I want to check one of my friends. How about when you open the gate and I drove out? I didn't even check the name of the hotel. I said, affliction will never happen to me a second time. Where did I go and rent? 8-5. The only problem is that noise were happening in the night when you are sleeping. I survived it. Don't go, you grow into things. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Anybody that needs to fake life to please you as a woman, you are not wise. If you see a guy coming to you every time trying to show up, you have not seen any bad side of him till you marry, you are about to see something dirty. He has never told you he doesn't have money. He's only saying, you did not ask where the money is coming from. They say, why are you getting all this million for? He says, crypto. Crypto, their courage are doing. So courage don't know what he's doing. You better be wise. Are you all listening to me tonight? Nobody should deceive you as a woman. Are you listening to me? No, they are watching them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Are you people hearing me? You are not doing like you are not hearing me, right? They are bent, they are courage, they, those are your husbands. Say I'm 26, he's 26 and a half. Is he know you? Say my husband should be 10 years older. Senu, David, you want to marry Goliath? If he's not 10 years older than me, I can't respect him. You lack home training. That's the only problem you have. My sister is about to get married. I'm sure she will laugh if she sees this part. When the guy came, I looked at the guy. When he was sounding, he sounded so young. So I said to him, young man, how are you? He said, I'm fine, sir. I said, okay. You want to marry my sister? He said, yes, sir. I said, okay. What do you do? He said, I'm a banker. I said, good. That's nice. God bless you. We'll talk another time. So I ended the call. I forgot to even save his number. So he kept on messaging me. We're quite cool now. And one time I was talking to my sister. I said, how many years is that your boyfriend? She started laughing. I said, you must tell me today. She said, and to just cut the long story, you are a senior. I said, so you marry my junior, finally. I said, you marry my junior. Eh? My direct junior sister. I said, you marry my junior. I can count the respect you were giving me those days in the house. And you finally marry my junior. You see life? You were thinking your husband is one man far ahead of me, not knowing behind me. This is how life is. I'm just begging some of you ladies, that your brother, your child, Samson, you're mad, I could break your head. You will marry somebody probably that is younger than Samson if you are not careful. A time will come, you don't know now, you are just 16, 21. You think, no, it's 10 years. Mm-mm. There's a time that comes upon life for women. The Bible says when the word of God was very scarce. They say when, at that point, you see that, I don't want to go there. You better make hay while it's still shining. Be respecting their courage and their ochi and their baby. Good afternoon, sir. You don't know what God has in store for you in the future. Don't be calculating respect by big chess. Your husbands are this young. I'm telling the truth. They argue with me. Meet those aunties at 48 who are not married. They'll tell you what I'm talking about. They'll explain better. God did not design it like that. When he created Adam, there was Eve. People should be marrying their generation. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Marry. A lady is 31. You say, why is she not married? There should be a problem in her life. Mariam. If she's God's will for you, what? Marry. I like a brother I met here one time. He said, sir, I want to marry. I said, okay. He said, sir, but the problem is that I want you to choose me a wife. I said, no, I don't choose wife for people. People should choose wife for themselves. I said, because the day you have a problem, you will tell your wife, if it's not that stupid prophet, I would have not married you. I said, so choose your wife. That's God's will. Guess what happened? He now told me at the end. He said, sir, even if I want to marry, I know one small pikin. I said, who is small pikin? He said, all those girls, 25 below. All those 25. I know one children. They too get problem. I said, so you mean they are rejoiced, they are disciple them? Say yes, sir. They are loved them, they are children for you. Is that what you are trying to say? I know lover is not more than 25 and comes. He said, Pastor, you get 31, 32. I say, you see waiting? He said, 31, please, sir, just give me their names. Let me ask. I will ask Pastor Peter about them. I say, no. Pastor Peter know him. Say, you want to go and ask for the girls. That's the type he's looking for. He said, those ones used to give peace of mind. Do you know why it's like that? What those ones have seen, you are 21, you have not seen. That's why you have your spec. Then the only spec they know is eyeglass. Tell somebody, learn. Touch a lady, say you they hear. Touch them, say you are hearing me. Bow your heads and pray. I've given you too much wisdom this evening. go back home and use it. Thank the Lord for His word. You are holy. 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 Ta na na. 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 I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the ways of the Lord. And I choose the way of the Lord. Hey. For the way of the Lord is a way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way. For the way of the Lord is a way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.